passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Earache, tonsillitis, laryngitis, sinusitis, or even just the common cold. Upper respiratory tract infections may not be life-threatening, but they are debilitating and disruptive. The good news is there are a number of natural ways to both prevent and treat them. Lisa Smith is a nutritional therapist from Nutriology.
Unfortunately, with respiratory tract infections, historically, they've always been treated medically with antibiotics, and it's been very common for these to be overprescribed. The issue with that is a lot of upper respiratory tract infections particularly are viral, not bacterial. But unfortunately, it's very difficult to distinguish between those. So the antibiotics that have been prescribed, not only have they not treated the infection, but they've actually led to the resistant strains of the viruses and bacteria developing. There are many compounds in foods that naturally are antiviral and antibacterial, and if we can use those as a preventative and therapeutic way to deal with respiratory tract infections, it's going to have a much more beneficial effect on the body and be less harmful in the long term.
What sort of things could you be eating?
I mean, obviously you want the things like your vitamin C and your zinc that's quite common that everyone knows about, and those are in things like your fresh fruit and vegetables and your nuts and your seeds. Unfortunately, the 2003 National Diet and Nutrition Survey shows us that only 15% of people are actually eating their five a day. So if you're one of that 85%, you do need some additional support in some way.
And what might that be? I mean, it's just take vitamin C and zinc supplements. Will that be enough?
But a lot of the supplements in the body, they work synergistically and they interact with each other. And just taking one of them sometimes, while it will help, it isn't actually going to have the effects that are going to be as protective as necessary. There's a product that's out, quite a recent one, called RhinoPhase. It's very good because that one looks at taking some really good compounds, and they come from rosemary and eucalyptus that have specific compounds there, antiviral, they're immune boosting, they're anti-inflammatory. And those are coupled with propolis. Now, propolis is very good. There are lots of studies that have shown how effective this is. And the specific propolis in this product has been filtered and concentrated. So to try and just eat the propolis, you would be eating vast amounts of it just to get the same effect that you could get from a capsule or a spoonful of a syrup.
Is this something you should be taking every day all the rest of your life kind of thing? Or is it something that you do to prevent or do you do to cure?
I mean, I would suggest that, you know, you've got people around you that have got colds or got infections and you want to protect yourself, then take it at a lower dose. If you're actually suffering from an infection, then that's when you need to take it in order to cure. So yes, it can be taken as preventative, but also taken as therapeutic.
But probably not something you'd be taking 365 days of
the
year.
No, I don't think anything really needs to be taken 365 days of the year, other than a basic multivitamin and mineral, just to cover the fact that we're not eating our five a day. I think at different times we need to take different things.
That's Lisa Smith from Nutriology, and you can purchase RhinoPhase syrup and capsules from the Passion for Healthy Living shop at passionforhealthylivingshop.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.